What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Thursday, the 23rd of April. It's St George's Day. Our saviour, our patron saint, is coming down to slay the dragon that is the coronavirus. But you can celebrate him only on the inside and out your windows with your Union Jacks while you're doing it for the carers, because it's Clap for Carers Day today, 8 o'clock tonight. So you can do two birds with one stone. You can put on your face paint, your Union Jack face paint, and, I don't know, clap out the window, or pots and pans, two cans of Skull, smashes together, two bottles of beer, whatever, because if it's St George's Day, you've got to get drunk or you've got to have a drink to celebrate. You can do that for the carers. You can get pissed for the carers. They ain't going to mind. That's a fucking... You'll be more elaborate with your clapping. You'll be giving it some disco clapping. Like, make it a bit more of a party. So, get drunk for St George's Day. Get drunk for the carers. Get drunk for yourself. But whatever you do, make sure you get up and go to work in the morning. On your sofa, you know where you need to be, 9 o'clock, on your sofa, in front of your computer, if that's how your new work day is. Perfect. You don't even have to get off the sofa, you can fucking sleep on the sofa. Wake up pissed. Well, you know, you get up, whenever you fucking pass out pissed, you're woke up by needing the toilet, and that's your time to get up and get your shirt and tie on and get ready for that Zoom meeting on your computer. Make sure you comb your hair. You don't have to put your pants on or anything like that. And you'll be ready. Anyway, so yeah, we're moving on. I've got, I don't know if I've got a cough. So 2 days ago, I've developed a bit of a cough. And I've only noticed because I've listened back on this video. And I noticed that I was fucking doing an unusual. And I don't have coughs and I don't get them. So it's unusual. So I'm having to check or isolate myself or stay away from people, but that's all right because I do that anyway, and I've been doing that and I haven't been anywhere for the last couple of days. So if you're open to meet or see me or fucking, you know, give me a wave as I do my exercise, you're gonna have to wait till Monday, because I'm hoping that the cough stays as a cough from two videos ago and doesn't stick around. It's been you know, nothing more than that, but I fucking hope it don't, otherwise you're gonna see me because I'm still doing my videos. I'm ever the professional. You'll see me in the fucking with an oxygen tank on my back, giving it come on. Let's try and keep normal. Anyway, it's what's it called? Captain Tom, who's doing raising all the money for the NHS. He's raised £28 million now, and it's his birthday. He's had his 100th birthday, and guess how many cards he had? He's had more cards than I will ever have in fucking 10 lifetimes. 40,000 greeting cards. I don't think he's got enough time to... He's going to have a lot of fun reading them, because I bet every single one of them's got like a heartfelt message in it. So he's going to have... He's got his work cut out for him, let's put it that way. You'll have to put them all on like some kind of audio book and that, because it must get boring as fuck reading them after a while when he's been through 1,000 of them. He's got 40,000. Come on. He's going to have... He's going to be like the fan mail. He's got fan mail. That's like, you know, I bet there's some unruly ones in there. How many in there are offering to marry him and stuff like that? There's got to be some in there offering to marry him. There's underwear in there. There's all that kind of stuff. Like when you get to the Beatles, some strange women then, but don't get on your high horse, women. I'm saying there's strange men and strange women, but there's a lot of women who marry men on... who get in touch with men on prison row and get a death row and fucking in prison for life and that, and they get married. And blokes, I'm sure, are doing it to the women as well. But I just wonder, there must be some fucking nutcases who are going to get in touch with him. But maybe they think they can have a chunk of the 28 million. Maybe he'll like siphon a bit off the top. Somebody was saying he's ran off with it anyway. He's done, somebody put a video of an old bloke dancing on the... dancing at a party, and he looks just like him, and he's the guy's having a right old dance as well, like he's the kind of dance that you've just got £28 million. He throws his walking stick and his cane down and then starts giving it some on the dance floor, and pretty much like there's a lottery winner. There's a lottery winner who's just won 58 million quid So he's can't wait for the lockdown to end. £58 million he's won that during the lockdown. He's won it on the, what has he got, the Euro Millions? 58 million quid. He's got a lot of fucking new best mates and he has not even had to go out to find them. I bet his phone's off the hook. I bet he gets a few business, not Christmas cards, but they're called. He will get a few propositions through the post, let's put it that way. His door's going to be knocking, his phone's going to be going, oh, remember me from school? I fucking, you know, I've got all my makeup on, got all my my best look going on, and she's going to be getting in touch with him. 58 million quid, I can't even say the number, it's that much. 58-366-487. Crazy, you know, but it's like, it's cash. I'd love to have all that money. I wouldn't like to fucking have it highlighted on the lottery and told the whole world that you've got it. He's got one of those massive big checks as well, the big fuckers, you know, the big wobbly ones. So, even if taking that into the bank, do you have to? I mean, is that just a novelty? What? Surely you don't have to take that into the bank. The bank would be like, what are we going to do with that? Can't put that in the fucking through the system. What's it called? Dogs are being trained to detect coronavirus in passengers arriving at UK airports. Canines at the Medical Detection Dogs charity. So they're going to be sniffer dogs that sniff out for drugs and whatever. Well, they do, but. The ones who sniff out cancer and malaria and stuff like that, which is fucking amazing anyway, isn't it? A dog can come up to you and sniff you and tell you if you're ill. Probably can tell you if you've got the shits as well. It wouldn't say much. That could be the worst. A dog with no nose pretty much could fucking do that. But a dog who's retired and he's got, like, you know, no sense of smell almost left. But they've got such strong sense of smell, haven't they, dogs? And it's now the same that they can smell you if you've got coronavirus because they can distinguish between from that and a fucking weed. Maybe you'd have to have loads of weed on you just to fucking hide the fact if you're trying to do it on the sneak and get through airport security. That's the point I was trying to get to. They're having them at the airport, so people coming through into towns and that, they'll put you straight into isolation if they smell it. So there you go. That's a good idea. So, because people won't even know, even people who are asymptomatic won't know, will they? So they're just going to, like, have to be carted off into isolation. You'd be like, fuck, I didn't even know I had it, so good job. Because, you know, I'll be like a fucking bullet to anybody over a certain age that I might come into contact with. Imagine that, you come straight off your holidays, go home, and you're like, fuck, hello. Oh, I've been dying to see you. It's been a year, I've been travelling and that, and all of a sudden, you give them a hug, and that's like... be like a death sentence to people, so it's good thing to have. But I think I should let them get in with the weed and that, though. I mean, can you just, like, untrain the dogs for the weed and stuff like that? You need that stuff needs to flow. Sooner or later, it's going to be legalized anyway. So, you know, so anybody getting on the high horse again about that? Come on, fucking half of you are growing it in your living rooms. It's like it's a plant, isn't it? And it can grow. It can grow over here. How many fucking, you know, how many places they got, like, it's like a loophole, isn't it? They got all the grow. You can buy all the stuff to grow it you like, but you just can't grow it. So that's like, what's the fucking point of that? You can buy everything, hydroponics, you can buy all the tents, all the fucking things, everything that looks like you're going to be setting up a weed factory, but you're not allowed to do it. It's crazy. You might as well just let it fucking, you know, it's happening. There's loads of tax there. That'll pay for some shit. More people than ever are getting there. That'll pay for the NHS on its own. People who want to enjoy smoking weed pay the tax from that. More people than ever are getting their kit off as naturist group members saw. Was it? More people than ever are getting their kit off. I've not read these. I was in a rush even still. I should have read, well, I've read some of them, but like anyway, naturist group, it's a big, I know it's a naturist one because there's two big bare arses staring at me out the fucking picture, at the news report. So more people are joining the naturist society. People can't wait to get the kit off. It's risen by more than 100% this month since the lockdown began. How's that fucking happened? That's just readers' wives, isn't it? If they're doing it online and sending naked pictures of each other. That ain't someone joining the naturist centre. That's people perving. and wanting to fucking join, and so they could have a look at all the pictures and whatnot. I don't get it. People just want to play. It's weird. If you join a nature centre, there's got to be something more to it than just like, I want to play tennis and eat sandwiches with no clothes on. You can do that without joining a club, can't you? Why do you have to go and like stand with other people? You'd have to have some kind of like thing that made you not get fucking sexually aroused or something as well. You'd have to be like some Zen kind of master. I'd imagine 50% of, I'm going to give it a higher number than that, 60 or 70% of the people who probably wouldn't even give you a twitch. But it only takes that one to come past and your jaw drops and you're like that. All of a sudden your missus is giving you a big fucking Marvin Hagler, knocking you out because you've like just got a harden at the wrong woman. Got to be careful, ain't you? But apparently, if you're interested, get onto it. But I haven't read it, so maybe it's an online version as well. They're doing like an online version of Zoom, where everyone can sit and join up, like a naturist meeting with just the fucking tits out and that. Again, underneath that camera, I bet there's fucking plenty more going on than what you think. There's someone who's not playing by the rules, 100%. You'd have to weed them out. Eating junk food can put you on the path to dementia. Eating junk food can put you on the path to fucking heart attack, heart disease, diabetes, obesity, just being fat and ugly, acne, 100 things. Dementia is just another one on the list. So, you know, get in line. Put you in a fucking box quicker than many things, eating like junk food. It's just, it's mad, isn't it, when they're coming up with the junk food. You look at some of the list of some of the ingredients that go into McDonald's and that, you just wouldn't fucking touch it if you read some of it is like found in, it's chemical, the names and that. Some of it's found in like nail polish and wood, what's it called? Wood stain and stuff like that. And it's all like, and how the fuck somebody thought that they, yeah, but well, chuck a bit of that in there, chuck a bit of that in a burger, that, I'm sure that will come up and make a burger. How the fuck did somebody ever think of that? Whenever I make something to eat, I don't ever think about chemicals or putting anything like that in it. So, no, it ain't right, let's put it that way. It's like cigarettes. Cigarettes have got like something like 2,000 chemicals in a cigarette. There's an equivalent of 2,000 chemicals can be found in it. How the fuck did somebody ever put that amount of chemicals together and come up with a cigarette? They're just chucking anything how could they fit that into that thing? You know, it's just like a massive, massive toxic. I'm losing my fucking marbles here. What am I going to say? I'm losing my words. It's the tobacco from the plant. That's the only thing that you need. But somehow 2,000 chemicals as well has to put that in. So. I wonder if the plant on its own is smokable. Could you just get like the plant, roll it up like a cigar and just smoke that? Surely that's like equivalent of like a vapor pen. There ain't no take the 2,000 chemicals out of it. And then you could. So why don't somebody come up with that idea? Tell you what, I want that painted as well. That's my idea. Get somebody onto it. If anybody knows anybody, let's get the lawyer. Let's get the ball rolling. Get the patent. Why somebody hasn't done that? Surely it can be done. Anyway, moving on to something more interesting than my putting the world to rights. Or putting the fucking tobacco industry to rights anyway. I smoked for fucking many years. I actually really enjoyed it, but you know, it was hard to stop because I enjoyed it, but I managed to fucking do it cold turkey in the end, but is it them vapor pens? I started smoking them way, way after I give up smoking. I just did it because I wanted to try them. And then fucking next thing you know, I had a box of like cigarettes, and one of them, the electric pens, was worth about 60 cigarettes, I think. And I did about fucking 10 of the pens in a weekend. So I had about 600 cigarettes in a weekend. Because I just sat chuffing on them, because that's what you do with them vapor pens. You just, It's fun, isn't it? It's like Bob sucking on them Egyptian pipes. You just get into it and start going, this tastes nice, especially the flavoured ones. You just get into it and, like, next thing you know, you smoke 600 fags. I fucking had a cough then as well, believe me. So I wouldn't recommend it. Surfers are going to be naming and shaming brands whose plastic waste washes up on the beaches. Charity Surfers Against Sewage. So I bet it's the same names over and over again as well. I bet it's fucking Walker's Crisps. I'm calling you out. Gary Lineker's face washing up on the shore all the time. It's random shit, and it's like bread packets and stuff like that from the 70s that fucking turn up. I think they come off boats and that. I bet people, you know, like when people walk down the street and they just chuck the litter in the bush like a fucking scummy fucking tramps that they are. That always used to be, I've mentioned it before on the council estate, people walk from the chip shop, which was the biggest seller on the council estate, and everyone would buy the chips and the chip wrapper, and the chip wrapper would just be thrown in the bushes. It'd end up like, but it looked like bird's nests on a dark night or whatever, but it would actually be a tree full of chip paper. Anyhow, so people are going to be naming and shaming. But as I was saying, yeah, people on boats, I bet they just chuck it over the shore. Or fucking on cruise ships or whatever, I bet they just dump it over. They think, oh, fucking the bins are a bit full. Just chuck it over the side, they wouldn't know. But they will know, because it turns up about fucking 30 years later with, like, a chef from them days on the packet. And, like, it was a chef from there. Keith Floyd. If you've ever seen Keith Floyd, he's fucking brilliant. Keith Floyd is a chef. All these celebrity chefs that you see now, they're all right, some of them, but Keith Floyd, you can't fucking beat him. He was always getting pissed while he was doing the... he was the original. He was always getting pissed while he was doing the doing his cooking skills, and he was always travelling around the world. You can just watch him because he's a character. You know, you don't even have to give a shit about the food. Right. A man who was wrongly fired after an ex-colleague posted his private messages bad-mouthing bosses has been awarded 54 grand. What? Wrongly fired after an ex-colleague posted his private messages bad-mouthing bosses. I haven't read that. So revenge, she got sacked. Revenge, she believed he got her sacked. It was not a fair dismissal. Her motive was revenge for being fired. Well, you'd have to just make it up, work that one out yourself, because I don't know what it means. I think that somebody's like done it, and it was like not right that they got hold of their emails and posted them. So she won £54,000. So that's a fucking right tickle. I'd take that. It's probably a shit job anyway. And you just got 54 grand for somebody doing something where you spoke your mind about the bosses, and you got the sack for it, and you probably thought, well, fuck you, I ain't bothered. I'll do the tribunal. Next thing you know, 54 grand in the bank. That's a win all fucking way round. You're out of the job. You've fucking two fingers to the bloke who dobbed you in with the emails, and you got 54 grand, and he's still stuck in the job, probably doing your work as well. So you're just like, oh, fuck you, mate. I'm off round the world with fucking... with my £54,000, and it's going to last a long time, and I'm going to have a lot of fun. What was I going to say? Excuse me. The Bog Roll Bandits are back. The Bog Roll Bandits are back in town. Toilet paper was the most unavailable product on the supermarket shelves. I thought that had all ended, but now apparently they're running out. I thought they told us that they wasn't going to run out, the retailers. They said that they've got enough supply for another 10 years. So why are they going to run out? Now all of a sudden the shelves are emptying again. Either that, or this coronavirus is actually giving people the shits now. There's so many different variations, spin-offs of symptoms and stuff that they're saying that you wouldn't know fucking... You could have the shits and not know that it's coronavirus. So I think that's like... too many people got stung by buying too much and then tried to sell it online, and it didn't work out. So there's one in Australia, I think I mentioned it on here, he tried to take them all back, and the store told him to piss off, and he had like thousands of like loo rolls that he wanted to take back because he was trying to upsell them on the internet, and all the places closed them down, didn't they? Said you can't fucking do it. So he got like, he's like living in now in an igloo. I mean, like, you make yourself an igloo. He's made an, he must have an igloo, just made a toilet roll, his whole house, because he's got a story, haven't you? So he just must be just, all you can see all around the room is just loo roll, and you're sitting in the middle like a fucking loo roll igloo for an idiot. An igloo, a loo roll igloo for an idiot. That's what I'm going to call that. Right, I think England's, right, last one. Is it the last one? England's only tea grower says business is booming with people turning into a cuppa to stay calm. Yeah, because they said the other day that they're running out and they're going to put them up by 5p. And everyone was like panicking. It's crazy, that is. When people panic when it's only like they're going to put something up by 5 or 10p and everyone fucking goes out and stockpiles, buys loads of it. Fucking hell, save loads. We won't afford the fucking mortgage payments, but we're going to have loads of that stuff left. Why everybody else has to, before the price goes up, I mean, they do that. People just lose it, don't they? You've got to be careful. Don't ever be one of the sheep. Whatever you do, check all the facts first and just see whether it's really worth it. Like them people who queue up at the iPhone shop all night to get to the fucking first iPhone, to get the iPhone when it first comes out, and they queue up all night in a camping, in a tent or whatever they do, because they want to get it. When you can get one everywhere, every which way, fucking everywhere, the very next day, because it's coming out the next day, and they want to be the first one through the door, make sure they get it. And everybody gets one who's had a night's sleep and they just chill out and just order it online or whatever, and they just get it. So you fucking crazy fucking big fat losers who get the fucking want to be in the queue and they had no sleep and they just get exactly what anybody else can get anyway. So don't do it. Don't be the fool. Don't be a sucker to the companies, to the conglomerates or whatever you want to call them. There's the $1 billion. You're fueling that $1 billion industry. Somebody's like that. Fucking hell, look at the queue of the idiots at the front door. They don't even need to do it. Right, I'm going to leave it there. Tomorrow, I'm looking out for a story. There's a story of a boy with no arms or legs. It's a story from 100 years ago or something. I think it was a circus freak or whatever. It was a boy, well, as they used to call them. I'm not calling him that. A boy with no arms or legs who had 4 wives and 70 girlfriends. So that guy has got fucking the gift of the gab. I tell you what, he's got fucking a way with words, or he's got something going on, because he's got no arms, no legs, and he's got action that he can't even possibly, too much action that he can possibly handle. So good on him, and I'm going to find out his name and speak about him maybe tomorrow. Anyway, hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll see you again tomorrow. See you later. Bye.